With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Franz Kafka never knew that one day a word would spring from his name, Kafkaesque.
Kafka's really the only figure in 20th century literature to have given his name to a word in the language. The only other approximation might be Orwell, where we have the word Orwellian.
That's Frederick Carl, author of a major biography, Franz Kafka, the Representative Man. One is caught up in a Kafkaesque situation when he's trapped by a bizarre set of destructive circumstances that cannot be overcome.
The sense of overwhelming intrusion that mysterious forces, uncontrollable, inexplicable forces make upon the individual.
Kafka was a German-speaking Jew, born in Prague in 1883. His health was always precarious.
He was almost 6 feet tall, and he weighed in the range of about 115 pounds, with a very concave or caved-in chest and a pronounced lack of musculature.
Educated as a lawyer, he worked for a state-owned accident insurance agency. Contrary to his image as a repressed loner, Kafka was successful in the insurance business.
Well, there were only two Jews in the whole company. He was one of them. And he was advanced. He was promoted. He was well thought of. He was given bonuses.
Kafka wrote of the nighttime silence at Prague, but it wasn't until after his death in 1924 that his work was published and the world learned a new word, Kafkaesque. Frederick Carl's nearly 800-page biography of Franz Kafka was published by Tickner and Fields. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. One of the short stories of Franz Kafka is called The Hunger Artist. That strange story is about a man in a cage whose art or craft is that of fasting longer than anyone else.
It's a man who is trying to find out how long a human being can go without food without actually dying.
That's Frederick Carl, author of a new biography of Franz Kafka. In The Hunger Artist, each fast must be longer than the previous one.
This was the piece that Kafka wrote near the end of his life, at the time when he could himself no longer swallow.
For Kafka had tuberculosis of the larynx and died in relative obscurity at the age of 40 in 1924. Kafka was somewhat strange. For example, he adopted an eating habit called Fletcherizing.
You put the food in your mouth and then you chewed for 50 or 75 times until it was an absolute liquid or pulp, and then you swallowed.
And Kafka waited until the city of Prague was asleep before he started writing.
In this absolute silence, Kafka would do his writing until 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning.
Kafka published little in his lifetime, partly because of his impossibly high standards, and partly because he was so private.
He felt when he published that he was exposing himself, that he was in a sense undressing himself to the reader.
The story of Franz Kafka as a man of his times is told by Frederick Carl in a biography published by Tickner and Fields. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Franz Kafka wrote volumes never published during his lifetime.
Before he died, he asked Max Brod to destroy everything, and Brod, of course, did not.
That's Frederick Carl, author of a recent biography of Kafka. Max Brod, also a prolific writer, was Kafka's best friend. Brod inherited Kafka's archives and became the architect of Kafka's posthumous fame.
Brod brought out The Incomplete Trial, The Incomplete Castle, The Incomplete America, short stories that had never been published before,
as well as Kafka's journals, diaries, and letters, and Brod wrote the first biography of Kafka. Frederick Carl says Kafka's signature work is The Trial.
The Trial is the most famous work, maybe after The Metamorphosis, or even more so.
Then there's the intriguing short story of The Hunger Artist, whose craft is going without food longer than anyone else.
I have to fast. I can't help it, said the hunger artist. What a fellow you are, said the overseer. And why can't you help it? Because, said the hunger artist, I couldn't find the food I liked. If I had found it, believe me, I should have made no fuss and stuffed myself like you.
Frederick Carl believes Kafka's reputation will endure.
I think Kafka, there's a kind of legendary quality. I think he's almost mythical.
Tickner and Fields published Franz Kafka, Representative Man by Frederick Carl. And Lottie Linya, reading from Kafka, is on a Cadman recording. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.